Ham?
This past week, me and one other person, who I'll now reveal as DJ.
What?
Yeah. Our DJ? Of the show?
One of the same.
ESPN's own DJ Dinkelberg?
The show's DJ.
Singer of, big news to me.
Singer of Let's Bunt?
Yeah.
As right. I'm best known for.
These days. Went to a concert to see the band Brand New. Brand New is an indie emo rock band. I started listening to them back in like 2003, 2004. I was like 13, maybe 14 years old.
Yeah, I was listening to them when I was watching Josh Giddey and Wander Franco play the other day.
I think the first time I heard them was like on, you know how sometimes labels will put out a CD where it has like one song from each of their peoples? I believe they're on one of those that came across my radar.
I remember seeing them on Jimmy Kimmel do their big song.
They're on Jim Kim's back then?
In 2003, and you can see the video on YouTube. It says Brand New. I think it's Rolling Stone's Hot Band of 2003. Jimmy Kimmel introduces
That's
them
That's real
as.
Spare to have to play the man show.
It was the Jimmy Kimmel show. And don't you talk bad about the man show. Yeah. The man show was awesome.
I thought degraded women, personally.
Interesting.
They put out five albums. The last one was in 2017. They stopped touring around then. I don't know why.
I could probably tell you why.
It's not really important. It's just important to know that they're back and that this was their first show since 2017.
Yes. Why, do you have any other information on that?
Let's just say that if they were looking for someone to replace Murr or Joe on the Impractical Jokers, their lead singer may not be a good candidate.
Yeah.
Witch hunts were invented before Trump was president. Let's just say that.
Was Clark Hunt invented before
Donald
Trump?
No.
You said witch hunts. I was trying to tell you.
I'm calling foul. You said in the ramp, you're not going to do that anymore.
I'm not going to do the Clark.
No, that's the same
that
thing.
Getting around
it's the
it,
absolute
yeah.
same thing.
I'm not doing that joke anymore.
I want
I can
that
still
job.
Talk about them.
I want that job.
Well, you take a leg off. Join the club.
I don't want that bad.
Well, yeah, the singer got like photos from like a 16-year-old girl, naked photos or whatever, so they stopped touring.
And put them up on his wall.
No.
Put them up on your wall in his bedroom.
So they performed a private reunion show in Nashville last, I believe, November. No phones or video policy for a private event. So their first show publicly, randomly, this happened. DJ and I were randomly talking about this, and in a very Randy Newman-like way of whatever he says comes true, we were both wondering, are they ever going to do a reunion show? Because it's been like 8 years, and like a week later, they announced a tour. The first date on their tour was Dallas, and the tour, that as they were calling their world tour, Dallas, like someplace in Kentucky, and then like someplace in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Nashville, I think.
So they didn't go to Cambodia?
No.
No.
Not a true world tour.
No Bosnia?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So, DJ and I, upon learning this...
Well, and also part of it, too, they announced it, and the first show on the announcement that they were going to be on tour was like 3 weeks later.
Yes.
A lot of times you'll get these, and it's like a year ahead of time.
Like, I'm reading liners for stuff that's happening like in August, maybe September, October.
Yeah. So...
It was
unusual.
Hey, this month,
this band that's very popular and hasn't played a show in 8 years
are going to be
just,
in your town, for their first stop. And so they're at the Bomb Factory, and so we're like, we should go, we have to go. I have never seen them before. How many times have you seen them?
That was my fourth time.
So step one was figuring out all who want to go. Mm-hmm. We know Connor,
our trusty board op,
our usual board op. His favorite album, we did a segment last year about our favorite albums of all time. If you were to show your friends one album that you want them to listen to, mine was a BT Bam, his was Tool, yours was Outkast. Connor, he said if I was to do one, it would be Brand New, so we knew to...
Makes sense for him.
...interlope him in that.
Also,
it just seems like he likes their music.
If you listen to New Avenues, it kind of has a vibey...
Yeah.
Brand newish.
Yeah. A BN vibe.
BN vibe.
No one shortens Brand New to BN.
I guess so, I liked it more than y'all.
Which is why we didn't invite you.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be out.
One of the many reasons.
You didn't want to be out fanned. I get it.
So, how long have we attempted to get tickets? So, They had originally a VIP for people.
A pre-sale.
A pre-sale. Gone instantly. They had a venue.
Just sale.
Sale.
You know, just gone
instantly.
Admission.
And then, yeah, general admission, gone instantly. And so we tried to... We try to pull the strings back here to maybe, hey, we got sponsors with the Bomb
Y'all
Factory and whatnot.
Y'all have worked with Corby for way too long.
Look, if you know Corby at all, you know that it works, usually.
Probably a big radio deal. I can get this done. Let me know.
But yeah.
It didn't work for us.
The perception up here is we could get tickets to any event whenever we want.
It's in our name.
Not the case.
And we really don't try that often. I can't think of another time that I've tried to get free tickets up here. Sometimes they're just offered.
I got tickets to Miranda Lambert when she came through.
You did not.
But we were told by our rep, by the venue, that there was like 1,200 of the people that were looking for tickets.
The message was we had 12. We had, so whenever
not
it was,
here.
You're waiting in the queue to get tickets, and Bomb Factory seats how many people, you think? Standing room only. A few thousand?
Yeah.
Like 4,000 maybe?
Yeah.
Says we had 12,000 people in the waiting room to purchase. So
that's more.
That's more.
Way more.
So a lot of people, we actually ended up...
Yeah, we talked to maybe like 5, maybe 7 people there. We were probably in the minority in terms of we are from Dallas. There are people from St. Louis that we talked to. There are people from Florida that
we talked to.
Someone
flew in from Palm Springs. Someone had flown in from Nashville. Like, these are just the people that were around us that we were talking to. So, like, this was a show that, obviously, we said there weren't that many shows that were scheduled. So people
And it was
were,
the first.
And it was the first. So everyone was making it a big deal. Like, they needed to get here.
Drop everything you're doing. Go to the show.
Did any fortuitous Myanmarisians get here?
To miss the earthquake? Yeah. I don't know. As a callback to the news?
I didn't see anyone that looked like they were from Myanmar. No one was flying a
well,
flag.
Well, you probably did. You just thought they were from Korea or somewhere over there.
As, yeah.
As you are wont to do.
But we got the tickets on resale. We got to the show. So, bad bit coming out of the gate. Having the opening act start at 8 or 8:30. Because that means your headliner is going to start at 9:30. I hate when bands do that.
They also didn't announce that they were even going to have a headliner. They didn't announce anything. It just kind of showed up. So
when the band came out there and started playing, we had to quickly look up who the band was. And this was like their first show ever.
The opener?
Yeah, the opener band.
So you've got, and they started late too, so the crowd is kind of antsy. It's this band that hasn't played for 7 years. They don't know if there's going to be an opener or not. And then this opener that no one has ever heard of comes out.
And the guy's telling jokes and stuff like that. We're like,
just
get done with your set.
He was saying like he ripped his pants earlier that day and had to go find
a belt.
And everyone's
physical
just like,
comedy.
Go!
Shut
go!
Up! Shut up!
Oh my God, I don't care!
I would have dug it.
But
you would not have
comedy.
Done it, no.
So, interesting thing happened. In between acts, did we, and by we, I mean me, not DJ at all, prevent some sort of sexual assault that took place?
So, I forgot about this.
In between the
there.
God. Wasn't Kevin Landrum.
I never said that.
He is innocent of all of this.
What?
So, I get a tap on my shoulder. We're towards the back of the crowd. I get a tap on my shoulder. I turn around because somebody's trying to make their way through.
A woman.
A woman walks by and she goes, I don't know this guy who's following me. And there was a guy closely following her who looked, much like the aforementioned, very distressed like Lando.
He just had long, like, stringy hair. Like, he just looked disheveled.
And he's walking with two drinks, and he's kind of got a glaze over his eyes.
And she's, as she's making her way through the crowd, like, she's, from the back, going through the crowd, like, towards the front.
She said it to me, and she said it to the girl in front of me.
She said it to me, too. She was saying it to, like, everybody as she's walking by, tapping him, I don't know this guy. And then she just keeps moving.
And I'm trying to process this. And the girl in front of us goes, hey, do you know him then? Do you know her? And which she was drunk too. So I don't know if this
By the
was
way, that girl, drunk girl.
She would not stop touching me.
She was touching ham.
Oh, a little jamon, huh?
A little slice of jamon.
Yeah.
Those are friends from St. Louis.
Well, honey baked ham.
She liked what I was putting out there.
But then.
Well, Fort Jack ham.
So the guy, we didn't tell her about
that. We didn't tell her about that.
That would have ruined everything. So they keep moving.
The girl keeps moving, and so the girl in front of us, the assaultee kept moving. The girl in front of me.
Like, stops the guy.
Stops the guy.
He's like, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa. And so I join in to try to, in my mind, I've already blown it because I didn't stop the guy. So my
yeah, you're a terrible Batman. You did not save the person at all.
But I Robin'd it up because I tried to hang him up with us as a, like, yeah, do you know this girl? And he's kind of just looking at us like, well, no, I don't know
her.
Yeah,
he said, I don't know her. Like, yeah, I don't know her.
I'm just trying to get to my seat, dude. I don't know why
you're
no
seats.
It was just standing room.
It was standing room, yeah.
So at that point, I don't have any further authority to do anything. I don't know what's happening here. But, so do we need to stop this guy, or do we need to let somebody know?
But at this point, the girl that he's following is gone. So in my mind, me and girl, mainly girl ahead of me, held him up long enough to where he can't find her anymore because, like we said, there's 1,000 people there.
But it was weird, and then we just had the conversation after, like, should we have done more there? Like, what?
I mean, what else could you have done?
I know.
Go find a cop or something?
I guess, I mean.
And this is something that women probably encounter more often than we do, because this is the first incident.
You think?
Instance. Yeah.
I don't really have ladies following me. People be like, can someone help me get them away from me?
Too many hot girls around me.
I'm surrounded.
Now, what's worse than potential sexual assault?
Nothing. Actual sexual
Nothing.
Assault?
Nothing. I mean...
I was going to say, is it the overplayed, hey, we're going to do an encore, we're going to go off
No,
the
that's not worse.
Or, thank you, you're choosing the latter, which is what happened, which was, there's no encore, they don't say anything.
I think this might have been the first concert ever where they didn't have an encore. And encores are bad bits. So I think it was a step in the right direction.
But even say, this is our last song, we're not doing an encore. Here's our last song.
And they did like an acoustic song for the last song. So it was just kind of a peter out of a finish where normally they'll do an encore that's upbeat. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
And, you know, finish with one of
your
bangers. Finish with one of your bangers and, you know, go out on a high. And it didn't.
Because, yeah, they get off the stage and were like, awesome. Because they have 3 or 4 more songs they could play that are bangers, like
and,
DJ said.
And
waited for her to finish her homework.
So that's on the original album.
No, DJ Alette's a school bus went by, and so he chased.
I did not say that. So people,
that was me.
They finished their last song. We didn't know it was their last song, and some people start leaving, and Ham is,
idiots.
This is people's first guy's concert? They're about to play 3 more songs. What are they doing leaving?
Yeah.
I feel like that lady earlier that felt like she was going to get assaulted.
And my go-to move is to stand by the mixer, because they will have the best setup in terms of sound. They'll make sure that they can hear it fine. And also, if you're leaning against the railing, you don't have to worry about somebody that's not being surrounded on all sides. You could get a good view, and also, it sounds good. Mixer guy's packing up his stuff.
He closes his laptop.
And he's looking at people like, I don't know why you're chanting one more song, because there's nothing happening here.
And then the house lights come up, and
we're like,
maybe they're just trying to weed out the people that don't know.
I'll be damned.
I was like, no encore.
Well, the guy's encore. Girlfriend had a bedtime. So he had to get home and tuck her in.
He was married during all of this. The wife forgave him. They're all good. It's all good.
She had school next morning.
No, but what I brought up to DJ was, much like the Dark Knight of Joker escapes the bank.
You made a Batman reference?
I made a Batman
Shocker.
Reference.
Okay.
Yeah. In a line of buses that go by, school buses, he sneaks off his own school bus as they go by.
It's like, wow. So it was a good show.
It was a very good show.
I would have loved to have been there.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't have. We invited you, and you didn't show up.
Well, you guys wouldn't help me, because you said it was standing room only, and so I would have needed one of you to put me on your shoulders.
If we did have him, though, could we have gotten out of the parking lot?
That's a good point.
Y'all nose goes.
Yeah. Let's do more stuff on the other side.
All right. We'll do.
What's
next?
Like sports stuff?